You also worked with Ashton Kutcher, right, on Punk's, and then also on Orange County, and then with I guess I don't even know who would have been on Orange County. It was Christian Cavallari on.
Oh yeah.
So do you have any good stories from those or any other ones?
So that was like a really weird show because it was like written, but it was performed by people who were themselves, which was a new thing.
Like a written reality show.
Yeah. Like that was the, I guess that was the sort of first one. Cause I was on an hour long before it and I got hired and they're like, we're going to pay you a weekly writer salary, but there's no writing. And I was like, yes, I am going to dick around on the internet all day long and buy sneakers and have fun.
Perfect job
for a slacker. And so we started shooting it. And so, you know, we would like tell them what to say. We'd have to like, you know, you shoot two teenagers getting their nails done in a salon and nothing happens. Like they're no offense to teenagers, but you're kind of idiots. I was a teenager. I was an idiot. I'm sure if you filmed me at 16, there'd not be a lot of scintillating television in there. So we're like, they go to Cabo for spring break on one of the episodes. So before it, they're getting their nails done and we're table setting a bunch of drama that's going to happen. And so I walk up to her and I'm like, could I just have you say what happens in Cabo stays in Cabo? And she looks at me and she goes, did you write that? And I went, yeah. And she said, it's stupid. You're stupid. And the whole crew just started laughing. I mean, bright red, like a child just made me feel bad. And I went, okay, but could you still say it? And it's in the show. Every teenager in 2006 watched that show and, you know, saw her say that line. But
the writer has the last laugh, right?
Yeah. Like going from working, you know, hanging out with Gary Oldman and learning about the craft to hanging out with Kristen Cavallari and having the sound guy just bust out laughing when she says, you're stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
So they made me feel bad, but that's what teenage girls do. Even back when I was a teenager. She's, you know, not the villain that the show made her out to be. I can only imagine how difficult being 16 is, but also then being 16 and being thrust into stardom. It's like, I thought the show was going to fail and I was just making money. And after the first season, we went to go make a trailer for the second season. And, you know, like they did this like meet and greet at a bar or a club or something with all the kids from the show. And they had a barrier, you know, to keep people from getting on stage. And I watched these kids just knock the barrier over. Like I imagine what the Beatles went through in that Hard Day's Night era. Like, and they chased them out of the bar. Like it was lightning in a bottle. Like for some reason that show and those people had nothing to do with me. I just picked a bunch of the music and was often absent due to me being in Larry David's edit bay. But it was just like a moment in time when right before social media hadn't quite clicked in. So this was like, they were proto influencers and kids just saw themselves in them. And I just went from this show's never going to work to, oh my God, they're breaking down barriers at clubs to get to them, get to the chopper. We got to get out of here. And then watching it just become too big and implode. Like they made too much of it and they turned it into board games. And, you know, I'm standing at a bookstore and there's like the true story of it. Like they just exploited it to the point where it just wasn't good anymore. So
just that was, like anything that was, else, right?
Yeah, it was just fun to be a part of like, this is never going to work to, oh my God, this is in the zeitgeist. And then, oh my God, we stayed too long at the party. This is awful. So,
yeah. I feel like Hollywood is good at overdoing things like that. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, I was going to say right now with Avatar, but there's only been two Avatars, I guess.
If you want to sit through a 3-hour movie about
fake blue much, people. No, I'll
pretty much the same.
Yeah. Much the same it doesn't thing, look,
but water, lots of water. I've heard
it doesn't look great. But so, and then what about Punk? Well, first of all, on Orange County, was there, or any set you've been on, was there ever any type of like we were talking about, inappropriate behavior with some girls, that were maybe a little bit too young, some of the guys.
No, I never thought that was I just remember like agents, like, what are they like in person? I'm like, they're 16. Like, they don't I know we present them like little adults, they're children. So no, I've never no, nothing inappropriate. I'm trying to think of like the worst. Usually it's just me, but I like to, I'm occasionally a screamer when I have a meltdown. So that's inappropriate, but I always apologize and by the person who I screamed at something later. So I know I've not really seen anything. I've not, I guess I've been spared.
Micah, you and I grew up in the town over in Dana Point. So I can tell you, I can tell you that's exactly how life is like.
Yeah.
That was Laguna Beach was our high school experience, or our junior high and high school experience to a T.
Sure.
Just of less course. Money.
And then the just hills. Less money. The hills when we went to high school or whatever.
So. Yeah.
The hill. What was the one after the hills? It was the
I think the hills was college, right? Or is it after college?
They didn't really go to college. They just moved to LA to become celebrities, and then they just made a show about them struggling to make it in LA, but they were living in like $1 million house.
Yeah. Because
they were, that was like, what is this show? They're not kids their parents anymore. Bought. They're no, they bought because they're,
oh, because they're
millionaires from, yeah, you know, the shows. Yeah. You know, so what's the show? Like, no, they're struggling to make it in LA. Like, no, they're not.
I wish I was struggling.
They're doing better than I am. Like,
and they're like 18 or whatever. 20.
Yeah, they're 19 and they're millionaires. Like,
yeah. I was just thinking about this the other day, how at first you kind of had to have some sort of talent to become famous or whatever. But then, I don't know, around that time, probably about 10 or 20 years ago, you could just be famous for doing nothing. Like, you know, like Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, Paris Hilton, any of these girls, Kristen Cavallari. I mean, at least I guess they are actually in reality shows. But we live in a time where you could just be a millionaire and like have no like skill, you know, like besides just looking good on camera, essentially.
I think that's, I mean, that's probably always been around. And I think, like I said, how Laguna was right before influencer culture. So it was like, you stared at a screen and you coveted what these people had. They look good on camera. And luckily they had people like me to add good music behind them and make it look pretty. But that kind of sums up influencer culture. Like, I guess some of them do something. They have to provide some value. They're not just, well, I guess Instagram models don't really provide any value. They just pretend to eat pasta in a photo and then.
Oh, no, they provide lots of value to me. So I enjoy working every morning when I wake up. I'm on the bathroom. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know what
do I need to buy? I'm just kidding.
Pooping has never been more fun. Like, I just can't imagine a time where I didn't have a phone. Like, what did I do? I just sat there and just like.
You looked at the news. You're like, what's important? You're like, no, I'd rather look at this.
Yeah. But I swiped the news and no, it's just the same. Yeah, I guess people had magazines, but once you've read them 50 times, but now it's a never ending magazine while you poop.
It's a never-ending magazine.
Yeah, I wonder when we started that. When did we start looking at our phones in the bathroom?
Well, as soon as we got iPhones, probably, right? As soon as you got a smartphone.
Oh, no, it took a little while after that for, like, Instagram. I mean, Facebook.
Yeah, you could, like. Forever,
but it was on a computer, so whenever it transferred to mobile devices.
Yeah, the iPhone and being able to scroll, but it was still Facebook then, and it was too many posts from your weird racist aunt, so you know it's like not as fun. But yeah, I think it was probably like the rise of Instagram or Twitter, where it's just snackable bite-sized content. You're like, look, I have the next 6 to 11 minutes blocked off. I'm gonna be in here. What do you got for me? Instagram,
which then don't turns into me. An hour and a half.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah. I've been an hour and I still haven't pooped.
Yeah, I remember seeing like Married, so this was before this time, but Married
Kate and Ashley.
Is that no. Unhappily, what was it called? Not Unhappily Ever After, but Married with Children.
Yes.
And I remember that dude, that guy, whatever his name was, Al Bundy, would like go in the bathroom, and like that was like his like safe space or whatever, where he just would like,
that was his man, his pre-man cave.
Yeah, I think a lot of men can relate to that, honestly. A lot of parents, like with children.
That's my the only alone time you have throughout your whole like day, basically.